Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships, hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I've spoke several times on self-worth, self-love, feeling good about yourself, etc. And use Matthew 22:39, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And so as I spoke about that, I thought that, you know, I reasoned out that that means that in order for you to love other people, you got to love yourself. You know, that's what I interpreted that to mean. Well, the phrase self-love means an introspective prioritization of self. It means putting yourself in the right priority. And I do believe, I was talking to a friend the other day, and she said sometimes when she sees things on the internet, in social media, she wonders about those that talk so much about it, forgiving themselves and loving themselves. I think there's a danger sometimes of cutting yourself too much slack, because when you cut yourself too much slack, then you don't look to God for forgiveness. You know, you don't keep yourself prayed up because you sort of give yourself too many breaks. And so you just sort of, you say, well, I didn't mean to do that. It's okay. You know, I'm still a good person. You know, you convince yourself of all that. Well, there's a danger in that also. One self-love article I wrote said, we treat others in the same way we treat ourselves. And if I am uncertain about my worth, I will be uncertain about the worth of others. Now, that makes sense to me. You know, that's what I think Jesus was saying when he said, love thy neighbor as thyself. You know, think of yourself as good and like yourself, because then you will have more of a tendency to look good toward other people. A lack of self-love is seen as the root of all sorts of issues, ranging from depression to bullying to obesity. You know, a lack of it. It makes you so insecure. It's so unhealthy for you to be that way. Well, then I looked at 2 Timothy 3:1-5. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection. Does that sound common for today? Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despiser of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasure, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. So Paul said here in Timothy, he said, we got to be careful about being lovers of our own selves, you know. So I think in my estimation then, self-love is important, because you got to value who you are. But you also have to not have pride and have humility enough to say, I make mistakes. I'm going to do a radio program soon about it's my problem, because I think far too many times we blame other people for our own mistake, for our mistakes. We blame other people. And I think we're much healthier when we take on part of the problem. But anyway, that's for another talk. But we do treat others in the same way we treat ourselves. And if you're uncertain about your worth, then you're going to be uncertain about others. Worth. So it's very important today that you know what self-love is, that you have enough, that you will love your neighbor and yourself and respect your neighbor as you respect yourself. But then don't be lovers of yourself to the extent that it causes sin in your life and you give yourself too many breaks instead of confessing the sin that you're committing. Oh, it's complicated. Self-love is complicated. But not when you measure it by God's love. And when we keep biblical standards with it, I think it's easier to do it. So I'm just encouraging you today. What about self-love? Do you have it? Do you have the right proportion of it? Are you keeping the right things in mind, plus loving yourself, but keeping your humility? Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio, For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.